Thank you very much, Randy. And today is the first show of the first full week of a brand new decade. I don't know about you, but many of you love this ministry because we are equipping God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up and strengthened. And we do that day in, day out on the Bible Answer Man broadcast and through the many outreaches of the Christian Research Institute. I do not know today how many of you will continue to hear my voice over your particular radio station in the future. But what I do know is that this will be a decisive decade in the history of Western civilization. And that the Christian Research Institute, by God's grace, will continue to be a voice of reason in a world of chaos and confusion. This year, we're also going to be doing what many of you have implored me to do for a long time, which is to break our silence regarding those who have attacked the voice of the Christian Research Institute by concocting and circulating misleading and factually indefensible stories against me and the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. But more importantly, this year, we're going to tackle the problem of biblical illiteracy head on. As I look forward to the future, the problem that continues to gnaw at me is this: biblical illiteracy. Indeed, biblical illiteracy is not merely a problem. Biblical illiteracy is the problem. In the time of the prophet Jeremiah, discovery of the book of the law was the catalyst for spiritual renewal. What happened in Jeremiah's day can surely happen again. Thus, the Christian Research Institute has purposed to tackle the issue of biblical illiteracy head-on during the year of our 50th anniversary celebration. Hard to believe, but 50 years of ministry. Of course, I need you, as always, to join me in the adventure. This year, with each new letter that I write to our partners, I'm going to make available a resource designed to drive you into the immortal words of God. This month, we're going to begin with the main and the plain thing. Two specially designed place markers replete with my personal approach to reading through God's 66 love letters, one book at a time. And not only one book at a time this year, but one book at a time, hopefully, for the rest of your life. And the reason I want to send you two place markers instead of one is that pursuing this goal with a family member or a friend oftentimes spells the difference between failure and success, between an unfinished monument and an enduring legacy. The beautifully designed place markers are designed to guide you step by step through the journey of a lifetime. There's one for you, and as I said, one for a family member or friend, and they will serve another invaluable purpose as well. They'll be an enduring reminder to pray for and support a ministry that God has raised up for just such a time as this. A ministry that, by God's grace, can make the year 2010 a year of personal transformation, a year in which we tackle biblical illiteracy, and a year in which we recommit ourselves to become salt and light in a lost and searching generation. And that's why you're so important. Without your help, the impact of all that the Christian Research Institute does is limited. Your gift today is not just to the Christian Research Institute, to the Bible Answer Man broadcast, but you're giving through us, transforming the lives of men and women and children, the majority of whom we will never even know this side of eternity. A person like Jim, who says, I started listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast in 2001 when I was working with a couple of Christian guys who regularly listened to the broadcast. Many days we would discuss what we heard on the broadcast. Through the faithfulness of these men, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and the Lord's love, I have been more faithful and committed to Christ and His church, and I know I'm a better man for it. Or another who writes, through the Bible Answer Man broadcast, I've come to realize that Jesus was there at creation and that He actually created me. I've never heard it explained clearly like that before. So when I ask you to support this ministry, and when I ask you to ask yourself for these specially designed place markers, I want you to think about supporting this ministry as well, sending in your most generous donation. Because your gift, by God's grace, will transform countless lives, not only this month and this year, but they will transform countless lives like they have for the last 50 years. But I really do need to hear from you today. The need has never been greater. And CRI's vision to transform millions of minds has never been more compelling. In fact, right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, tomorrow, Elliot Miller, editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal, and I will be discussing a brand new issue of the Christian Research Journal. And on that issue, you will read three words that you'd probably never thought you'd see on a journal. The words, we were wrong. A reassessment of a movement that the ministry of the Christian Research Institute had assessed in the 70s. I instituted a six-year-long research project on this movement. And I'll tell you one thing, and this is something not only for those of us who are in ministry, but those of us in life in general. It is hard to say those three words, we were wrong. No words are more likely to stick in our throats than those words. And yet for a ministry or a person committed to the maxim, because truth matters, the willingness to utter those words is not an option. It's an essential. Talk about essentials, that is an essential. That is what a true follower of Christ and someone in discernment ministry must be willing to do. We're going to be talking about that on tomorrow's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, again with Elliot Miller, editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal. You don't want to miss the broadcast. And if you don't have the current issue of the Christian Research Journal, order right away. It's a must magazine for the next decade. You can order at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, on the World Wide Web, equip.org, equip.org, or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. And now to our mission, which is to answer questions, to demonstrate that there are answers to questions, that the Christian faith is historic and evidential. It's not blind faith, it's faith in evidence.